It's so good to be in the Lord's house today. Today is our 59th church anniversary, and it's a special day here at Grace Bible Church. We're going to call to memory some of the history of the past. I want to just share one verse of Scripture with you in regard to this anniversary, and it's found in Proverbs 23 and verse 10. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. It's interesting to me that every time the word landmark is used in the Old Testament, it's always in the singular. Remove not the old landmark. That fixed point from which all the other points of the property were determined. It was a fixed stone, a fixed piece that was placed there on the property, and that was the borderline, and it had the information in the top of the stone that would be put there so they would know whose property it was, what the dimensions were. It was a very important thing for the people to know, because remember, in Israel's economy, the land was everything. It was their promise. It was their inheritance. It would revert back to them if they lost that property at the year of Jubilee. It would come right back into the family, because that's the way God intended things to be for Israel. Their promises are linked to the earth. Our promises in the church age are linked where? Heaven. Now, we're going to get to enjoy the earth during the millennial kingdom. We're going to have access to the earth. We're going to have access to the New Jerusalem, and we'll get to come back and forth. We have heavenly citizenship. But Israel, their promises were linked to the earth. And one of the things that was not put up with, cursed be he, Deuteronomy 27 says, that removeth the ancient landmark. We have landmarks here at Grace Bible Church. It's the Word of God. Isn't that interesting? Landmark, the Word of God, the entire body of revelation that's been given to us. That's our foundation. And we desire by God's grace, until that trump sounds, to continue to stand fast upon this book and not drift away from it, not pull up our anchor and let the boat go out a little bit further and then try to drop anchor again. Once you pull up the anchor, there's no putting it back. Once you pull up the anchor. If you pulled up a landmark, you never knew whether you got it back in the right spot or not. And that's why the prohibition was in place. Don't remove the ancient landmark. We live in the spirit and times of Antichrist. And the spirit and times of Antichrist is get rid of the old landmark. As fast as you can, get away from it. Stay away from it. You can't trust the Bible. It's an old book. It's passé. We're done with it. What is wrong with you people? But folks, it's the heart and soul of our church and of the Christian, because it's His revelation. It's Jesus Christ written. It's the Word from the Father to us. And it's to be our guide until the trump sounds. And the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. How do I know there's going to be a rapture? Because the Bible tells me so. How do I know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves me? Because the Bible tells me so. Why else would we gather here in this church today? It's on the testimony of the Word of God. And so as we remember the founding of this church and the principles, Dr. Hobbs was a man who was a biblicist. He was a biblicist. Whatever the Bible says, that's what we're going to go with. And by God's grace, we want to continue that vision, because it's a Bible vision. The Bible is the eternal Word of God, no beginning and no end. And so if we stay with the Word, are we going to be in the right place when the trump sounds? Absolutely. Are we going to be honoring Christ yet? If we're staying in the Word and on the Word. So I would encourage your hearts today that we not remove the ancient, the old landmark, and enter into the fields of the fatherless. Oh, nobody's living here. Let's just change the landmarks. I don't like where we put the border here. I think we'll change that. No, if it's biblical, it's right, and it should remain. God help us to have that spirit and that heart attitude.